President Bush was interviewed today by federal prosecutors who are investigating a leak of the identity of a covert CIA operative. Prosecutors want to know who disclosed Valerie Plame's name to columnist Robert Novak and other reporters last year. Disclosure of an undercover officer's identity can be a federal crime. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins us to discuss the inquiry. And Don, let's go back in time. This all started out with claims about Iraq and uranium. Remind us of how we got to where we are today.
Right. The case involves the leaking of the name of CIA employee Valerie Plame to the media last summer. Plame is married to a former ambassador, Joseph Wilson. The timeline is that in early 2002, Wilson was sent by the CIA to Africa to investigate reports that Saddam Hussein had tried to purchase uranium for possible use in nuclear weapons. That uranium supposedly came from the country of Niger. Wilson went. He found no such evidence. He reported back. But despite his findings, the administration, including the president himself, continued to make the claim about Iraq and the African uranium. So Wilson, on July 6 of last year, wrote a New York Times column called "What I Didn't Find in Africa." A week after that column ran, his wife's identity as a CIA operative showed up in a column, a leak attributed to administration sources. Wilson says it was retribution for his criticism.
And now federal prosecutors looking into that leak. What's the significance of the fact that now they've interviewed the president himself?
Well, they've gone to the top. It's all part of the fact-finding that the Justice Department is conducting. Simply put, if the leak came from the administration, investigators want to know what the president may know about it. It could involve some of his top aides. So it's a chance to put some questions to the president himself, though I should say that Joseph Wilson, while he has speculated about who may be responsible for this leak, he has also said he does not believe the president was behind the leak.
What did the White House have to say about the interview today?
Not a great deal in terms of specifics. Press Secretary Scott McClellan had some basic facts, that it lasted 70 minutes. It was in the Oval Office, that the president is cooperating, that he has ordered everyone in the administration, if they know anything, to cooperate as well and come forward, that nobody wants to get to the bottom of this more than the president of the United States.
And there had been reports before this, Don, that President Bush had been in contact with a lawyer to represent him in this case.
Right. That was big news a few weeks back. And today, McClellan confirmed that that lawyer was with the president at this interview. And he was asked, when exactly did the president of the United States hire this outside lawyer? And he did not give us a specific date on that.
Don, there's also a grand jury investigation into this leak of Valerie Plame's name. How does today's interview with the president fit in with that?
This is certainly all part of the Justice Department's larger investigation, but today's session at the White House was not grand jury testimony by the president. This was not even testimony. The president's spokesman stressed that this was an interview, that the president was not under oath. So it's a little like the rules of the president's appearance before the 9/11 commission. That was not under oath either. We do know that other top-ranking White House officials, among them Vice President Dick Cheney and White House Counsel Alberto Gonzalez, have also been interviewed like this, outside of the grand jury. And more of that is likely as these kinds of interviews continue and as the grand jury investigation continues.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, thanks very much.
You're welcome.